You going to make it through your show, Mace? I know this is the middle of the night for you.
This is very... I'll tell you what. We had a meeting earlier this morning. It's early for me. Now, I've had three quad espressos, so I think I've got enough energy.
I think they need you for the next show, too.
No, I'm doing the next one. Excellent.
Yes. This is the Mason that I know and love. So I ran into you this morning walking down the hallway.
Yeah.
You were inside, still had the sunglasses on.
Yes, correct.
Okay, so I'm walking towards the men's room. You're walking away from the men's room. And I said, "Morning, Mace." And it felt, tell me if I'm wrong, that you didn't even recognize me, that it took you a minute to place who I was.
Because
you went in, "Good morning." Oh, hey, Trav.
I had a different interaction. But
by the way, in 5 years, if you see him walking down the street, the exact same thing is going to happen. He'll have no knowledge of you.
I did recognize you, but I was like, I just sort of grunted.
Yeah, you did
morning.
Not. You didn't say, "Good morning, Trav." You said, "Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Trav."
Well, I saw him in the morning. Our interaction was, "Hey, Mace." And he said, "Hey, Slee." And then we went our separate ways.
Yeah,
so at least
that was okay.
He attached a name to you.
I got nothing.
And you know what? We had the meeting, and it was a great meeting and all that. And then I immediately left the building. I went to my car and took a nap.
Did you really?
I went to my car, took a nap. Because I wasn't done sleeping.
Well, you're not coming on for three and a half hours.
Plus, it's daylight savings time, so there was an extra hour, it seemed like.
How funny is this? As much as you value and get sleep, and as much as you can literally care less about sleep.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. That's perfect.
No, I think you care, you just can't get it.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would love to sleep 10 hours. It hasn't happened in 40 years, so it's not happening now, you know?
But you got to come in via a remote viewing session this morning.
Yeah, I had to take my son to something at 8.
Oh, okay.
And then I never would have made it here by 9. But
you were on a screen.
We started at 9 o'clock, Mace. It's not like we had this meeting at 5:30.
No,
it was
I know, but that's early for me. I'm telling you, it's early. I would normally be in bed.
To illustrate this, true story. When the Rams came out with their new uniforms, we had a Zoom call with Kevin Demoff. It was kind of around the pandemic.
Kev.
And so Demoff sends us an email, goes, "Hey, I know you guys are going to talk about the uniforms. I want you guys to see them and talk to the designer." And he said, "How about a Zoom 9 a.m. Tuesday morning?" And, you know, it's Kevin Demoff. So we said, sure, of course. So I'm not exaggerating. The Zoom starts, and I'm like, I was this morning on that Zoom, and Demoff's at his desk, and the designer's at his desk with, you know, a bunch of computer monitors. Mason is in bed with a hat on, with no shirt, and I go, "Mace, do you have a shirt on?" He goes, "Oh, no, sorry." And he just pulls the covers up to here.
Okay, wait, no.
With Kevin Demoff on
what's
a Zoom call.
Wait, the shirt?
Kevin and I are close. It doesn't
not
matter.
That close.
But no shirt?
No,
not
Kevin
that close.
And I are absolutely
not
close.
Shirtless Zoom call close.
No, I didn't pull the covers up.
He didn't pull the covers up.
I did pull the covers up.
That's weirder.
I did put on a bald hat. I think I even put a Rams hat on.
He did. He had a Rams hat on. I'm not sure he was alert for the meeting.
I wasn't. Like today, not all that
have you
alert.
You've worked morning radio though. How have you never gotten on that schedule?
So here's the thing, when I wake up, I need to go on the air almost right away, so that's my goal. So when I did mornings, you get up at 4 or whatever it is,
sure,
on the air by 5 or 5:30 or 6 or whatever that is, so there's not a lot of time in between. I like to wake up, do my prep, go on the air almost right away, and then have the rest of the day.
What time did you go to bed last night?
I went to bed after the Lakers game.
Okay. Ten-ish?
Yeah,
probably 9:30. A little earlier.
Early-ish,
yeah,
9:30. 9:30, something like that.
Yeah.
And then I slept till...
Well, we've had Brian 7. On. Brian's filled in, you know, with Jorge out. Brian's the same way. Brian's like, "The hell's going on here?" Brian Cohen, right?
Oh, we're the humble genius.
He's not even here today.
No. Have you
he's
always
said that with the morning, too?
Yeah.
No, when we started doing morning radio in the 90s, it wrecked me, and I've never adjusted back. So, you know, back then I was doing late night news till about 11:30, 12 o'clock, and we were on the air at 5.
Oh,
so I had to get up at 3:45 every day, and it just now I get up at 3:45 every day, no matter what.
You've literally never been able to reset.
Correct.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, briefly, I did a weird stretch where when I was doing the Snyder Show, we were on at 5 every day, and then I went on with Tom Snyder at 8. So I would get up at 4, be there at 5, be done at 10, go to sleep for 5 hours, wake up, go do the Snyder Show, 11 o'clock, go back to bed for 5 hours, get up, do
you'd
the morning
show. You have
to be
a zombie.
It was a really rough stretch.
It's like Kramer when he gets 20 minutes at a time.
Yeah, no, it was the craziest schedule I personally have kept.
What's your favorite slot?
Mornings.
6 a.m.?
Oh, yeah.
You like early mornings.
Oh, yeah. So not unlike you guys, when I started doing the morning show with Key and LZ, and I think we were on at 6, so I was up at my house 4:15.
Right. And it's great because
you're done at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Well, the other thing is you get a ton. When I stopped fighting it is when I got happy, because you can get a ton done at that time of the day.
Oh, yeah.
Because no one else is bugging you. Nobody can interrupt you. Nobody's calling you. Your family's not awake. You just keep going.
So when this radio thing comes to an end, I think I discovered what my next occupation is.
What is it?
I was driving from Pebble Beach yesterday to my folks' place in Santa Barbara.
Okay.
And nice. I got on the road at Pebble about 4 o'clock and rolled into Santa Barbara a little after 8, about 8:30 or so. 4.5 hours. It was beautiful outside.
Yeah.
Watching the truck drivers
and
go
by. Daylight savings working for you. You had to watch the sun go down.
I'm watching all these guys driving these trucks. They all look like they're having a pretty good day. And I think I'm ready to, whenever this comes to an end, I'm not looking to make it happen, but I think I would be a great truck driver.
Just want to go out and get a rig.
I only want to drive from the middle of California to Santa Barbara.
That's
I don't want to drive in cities. Yeah. I don't want to drive a big truck.
I want
a beer truck.
Did you spend the night in Santa Barbara last night?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that makes it a little easier.
Yeah, but I think that I would make a good truck driver. I could sleep in the back. I could watch my games.
Yeah, we know what's great about truck drivers is all night. If you can find all night radio, truckers calling in. Art Bell was a perfect one. Those guys that drove around in the middle of the night and would call in.
Did you guys ever do overnights?
I did overnights.
But that's how we met.
Yeah, we met doing late nights, right?
Right.
7 to midnights.
Okay.
I did overnights. That was my first job in radio. Midnight to five. Yeah, I was going to college, so I would work the overnights, then I would go to school, then I would get some sleep, then I would go do overnights.
Got used to it.
So Emily,
I was going to say, what's the final score?
We had a mythical bet that I would beat Pepe.
Okay. So, Pepe's coming in today, by the way.
Here is the score.
He's up here for some reason.
Emily was right there with me. I went 18-5.
Okay.
Emily went 17-6 in Oscar picks. Pepe, 10-13.
Jesus! He claims to be 13. An expert.
Did you just go chalk or did you use your...
I went very, very chalky. I wanted to pick Emma Stone so bad. I was like, I think...
Who did you pick?
Lily Gladstone.
Like everybody thought she was going to win.
Of the Flower Moon. Mm-hmm. But I went Emma Stone. She was great. Although she did call Jimmy Kimmel one of those things.
Mm. Oh,
rhymes with stick. Rhymes with stick.
Why did he say something mean about her?
He made a crack about her movie, right? He made a crack about
On stage. It was kind of like a lip reading.
Yeah, lip reading.
Jimmy said something about Poor Things. Said, "Hey, those are the only clips that we can play from Poor Things because Poor Things has a lot of sex scenes in it."
Right.
And so she said the word that rhymes with stick.
What is Poor Things about? Give me the 30-second elevator pitch on Poor Things.
A female Frankenstein's monster.
That's Emma Stone?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Has to go from kind of baby toddler brain to fully realized woman brain, and it's all she learns along the way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I add one plot point? Not a plot point,
did
but
you see it?
Detail? I have not.
Okay.
But Emily
You're
told me about
detail,
this today.
Even
yes.
though you haven't seen it.
Exactly.
Good.
2.5 hours, John.
No,
They said the
average length of the Best Picture nominees this year was 225.
We're out on those.
Yeah, no Not thanks.
Happening. I saw Dune, speaking of long movies.
What'd you think?
I thought it was unbelievable. Although what bummed me out is it's just setting up Dune 3.
Yeah, it's
right? I mean,
that's what a trilogy
does. That's what all the Star Wars movies used to do.
It's Spider-Verse like a Star Wars. Yeah.
Yeah.
Spider-Verse, right. I mean, so anyway, we're up to that, and then we have to wait 2 years for another
one. Is it a cliffhanger?
Not really.
Not really.
Not a cliffhanger, but a good end.
Yeah, a good
you're
end.
You're just like, all right, hey, when the third one starts, it's going to be an easy transition.
Hey, go ahead.
What I think is interesting is I would like those movies to come out more close together so you could enjoy them, like you don't have to go back and watch them.
No.
But the who said no?
Emily.
Who do you think?
Build up time. You got to remember why you love it.
I will forget it by the time it gets here.
Just 2 years
is a long time. The one thing that's going to happen, I guess, 2 years from now is that Sam Mendes, who's a great director, is doing a movie about each of the Beatles.
Oh.
An individual movie about each Beatle.
So then, 4 different movies.
And
okay.
all 4 are going to come out in the same year, which I think is really cool. So we're going to do the Ringo movie, okay, then the Paul movie, then the John movie, then the George movie.
Is George Harrison going to be the one that gets the lowest box office?
I don't know. I think
no,
Ringo.
He's had an interesting, well, they've all had interesting lives.
He's had a really interesting life. Yeah, no, but I think it's ambitious, but you don't have to wait a long time in between. Emily's over there grumbling.
I'm with you on that. That's a long... Two years away.
Why not just make a Beatles movie? Why do you need to make four individual
movies? Because they're so big. How would you do it?
Like you just said, every movie's 3 hours now.
Everybody kind of knows the Beatles story. Yeah. It's how each guy got to be who they are.
Yeah, I won't be seeing any of those. Yeah.
All right, so Kirk Cousins just signed with the Falcons, and yesterday Russell Wilson signed with the Steelers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We all know how important it is to have a quarterback. If you don't have a quarterback, your season's dead before it starts.
Yep.
What are these teams doing that where these quarterbacks are leaving? Like, who is Minnesota's quarterback now? Who is Denver's quarterback now?
Denver and Minnesota don't have anybody on the roster. I think your point is a better one for Denver, or for Minnesota, I should say.
Yeah, I like what Denver
Minnesota
doing.
With Kirk Cousins was pretty good.
Right.
Yeah. Right? Denver with Russell Wilson, they were lousy. Russell Wilson might be on his way out.
That has to be Sean Payton basically saying, hey, I'm going to give this thing a year. If it doesn't work out, I'm going to move on.
Well, he's on the clock now because he ran Russ. You know, Russ had 26 touchdowns and 8 interceptions. It's hard to find somebody who can do that.
Now, Denver is, my understanding is they're looking for a quarterback in the draft, and they may be, in Denver, they all think it's going to be Bo Nix.
That's fine, but
That's going to be their development. He's the guy I like the least of the group.
I don't like any of those
old
guys.
He's played like 200 college games.
More college games
than anybody. Nix and Penix both. They're 25-year-olds or whatever they are playing college football against 19-year-olds. That's a massive advantage.
Yeah, it's hard to tell.
It's really hard to tell. Yeah. Just to your point, John, though, Minnesota makes no sense to me. They had
wanted 2 years
to
ago,
Atlanta.
They were like a 2 seed. Yeah.
They were this close. The Russell, he's done. I know that
I think if he doesn't beat out Kenny Pickett, he's done.
Well,
but I think he's going to be the starter in Pittsburgh.
I do too. I think he'll be the starter, but I don't think that the Steelers will be any better with Russell Wilson than they were.
Well, they were 10-7 last year.
That's what I mean.
So if they're one game better, they're in the playoffs.
When was the last time he was a difference maker, though? It's been a long time.
Russ?
Yeah.
What's 26-8 last year? They won 6 games in a row.
John, he was not a difference maker. He was. The record was okay. They had a weird stretch where they won a bunch of games in a row.
I think they won either 5 or 6 games.
He was terrible the year before.
They benched him in the middle of a winning streak.
He was bad his final year in Seattle.
That was financial. That was based on financial. Yeah.
Yeah, he has not been an MVP. Saquon to the Eagles today, too, in the division. Yeah. They gave him $16 million. That's the one that makes the least sense to me.
$16 million for three?
Three, I believe. But here's the thing. Saquon is at worst, the second or third best running back in the league?
Yeah.
Kyren Williams is top 15?
No, I 20? Think he's top 5.
Okay. Well,
by yardage,
but by stat, I'm just talking by
per game
pedigree.
Average.
I'm talking by pedigree.
Yeah, okay. If you were going to have a running back draft, he wouldn't go in the top 5.
By value.
But the price that you're getting Kyren Williams at relative to the price that you're getting at a guy like Barkley, he's a tenth of the cost and he's damn near the same player.
Kyren Williams will be in year 3.
I don't understand why you pay running backs right now.
Yeah. Well, nobody is. Well, not that much. $37 million for 3 years.
They got a good team.
DeAndre
and they already
Swift
have a quarterback.
Signed with Chicago.
Chicago, yeah. We had it earlier.
I love DeAndre Swift. I think that's a great, great sign.
Yeah, but is Chicago going to trade Justin Fields?
It's early. Today's the start of the league year, right? Mm-hmm. So
Fields,
it just started.
Fields is one of those guys that you were saying in Ireland that if you don't have a quarterback, you're nowhere. Are you somewhere with him?
Yes.
Justin
Fields.
I do
a lot.
Too. And I love Caleb, but Caleb's going to, look at every great quarterback in their first year.
Yeah.
Peyton Manning sucked. Trevor Lawrence sucked. You know, Kyler Murray, not good.
But it's possible to outrun that. Look at CJ Stroud last
year. Okay, let me throw this one in there, though. And CJ Stroud's the perfect example of both of what you said and what I'm about to say.
Yeah.
The Ohio State quarterbacks had not been good.
Yeah.
The SC quarterbacks, with the exception of Carson Palmer, have not
been
good. Did
not play in his
good.
First year. Remember, he sat behind John Kitna.
Yep. And he turned into of those SC quarterbacks the last 20 years, he's been the best by a mile.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Any concern at all about Caleb Williams in that scenario?
I know, and we're in, I think I was watching McAfee, and he called it Mike Lombardo called it lying season. I think right now all the Drake May or Jaden Daniels or Caleb Williams, I think without question Chicago's taking Caleb Williams.
For sure.
But there's going to be lots of drama. Could they trade him? Could they not? I mean, all that kind of stuff. I think Caleb Williams is going to be and I will stick with this, a transformational quarterback in the NFL.
He's going to a bad team with bad organizational bones.
Has an opportunity to be on the ground floor of something.
Right.
Yeah, startup company.
To your point, Trav, when's the last time a Bears quarterback did anything ever?
McMahon?
Probably.
But look at what look at what a quarterback can do. Look at C.J. Stroud in Houston. You went from nowhere to playoff team.
Jim McMahon has not played in a very long time.
It has been a couple years.
Super Crosstalk's brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. In-N-Out, that's what a hamburger is all about.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
That does not
good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Pepe will make a rare non-game day appearance today. He's I told him my game was about the Oscars. And he said, well, I must be there.
Yes.
So he's going to be in between a little after 2 o'clock.
Pepe's the only guy I know that went under 500 in Oscar picks. He went 10 and 13.
Greg, we were just talking about it. You and I could have thrown darts.
Yep.
At a wall and beaten Pepe in the Oscar game.
Let me tell you, I have not seen one movie out of any of those
movies.
I would have beat Pepe.
Absolutely. Yeah, you 100%. Didn't need to watch the movies to beat Pepe.
I would like to take an L about something.
Okay.
Okay. Start the show with an L.
Excellent.
Focus.
I thought, and I still think, I can't believe it even got nominated. It's an awful song. But I thought Ryan Gosling found a way to make I'm Just Ken totally work.
Of course, it was just a big, silly, dumb goof.
I mean, he got.
But I thought the song was meant to be a goof, don't you?
Yeah, but why is it nominated for Best Original Song?
Which one are you talking about today? You're not talking about Billie Eilish. What was I made for? Right. You're talking about Ken.
Right, but I'm just saying, if you're like wrote a song for another movie and it was good.
Right.
And you look up and go, wait a minute. I'm losing to that.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's true.
But then, so what he did was, he said, all right, everybody knows this song shouldn't have been nominated.
Yes.
I'm going to turn this into, like, the guy who takes his shirt off at the party.
Yes.
And he got Slash to come out with him, which was perfect.
Oh,
and
it was great.
Involved other
people. He had Simu Lee was back there dancing.
I thought it completely worked.
Yeah, it did. I thought it was a little dull for an Oscar show, but I was glad that Emma Stone pulled the upset to make things interesting at the end.
How long was it? Because I watched seconds of it.
It wasn't bad.
Was it under?
No. Well, number one, they did a smart thing. They started at 4 instead of 5.
Yes.
Where they started at 7 Eastern instead of 8 Eastern, and I'm pretty sure they were done by 30,
halftime of the Lakers game.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
I flipped over. It was just before I think it was like 69-68 or something when I flipped over.
So, Mace,
You
love the Oscars.
I do.
You're my resident Oscars friend.
Yes.
And I understand the significance of having a huge name present Best Picture.
Oh, I love this. Yes.
Okay.
We've got it, actually.
But how many times, I mean, think about it. There was Elizabeth Taylor, Gladiator.
Yeah,
was Warren Beatty screwing up the
Warren Beatty, Faye Dunaway said the wrong movie altogether.
So they get 81-year-old Al Pacino up there. And I'm assuming he was supposed to read the nominees, was he not?
I was expecting him to read the nominees.
He went out there and he was like talking in code. Do you have it?
Yeah, I have it right here.
Did he say, God
is an absentee landlord?
But no, he did not. Pretty much, Greg, he was in you know, there was a point, Al Pacino is one of the greatest American actors alive.
Absolutely.
But there was a point in his career right around Scent of the Woman that he just started. He turned left and never came back.
Yeah.
And this was very much after he turned left. Go ahead.
Only one will take the award for Best Picture. And I have to go to the envelope for that.
Or you could read the nominees.
And I will.
Like every other presenter.
Here it comes.
Here it comes.
And my eyes see Oppenheimer. Yes. Yes. Yes.
And you're like, my eyes see Oppenheimer.
My eyes see Oppenheimer. They got to stop having old-timey actors do the best
Thank
picture.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Here's what to do.
Yeah.
You know how normally, like, I liked what they did for the major acting awards.
I did,
how
too.
They had the intro thing.
So I like that.
I think they should keep doing that.
Yep.
But then bring out whoever won the biggest award from the year before, whatever
yes.
it was, and
right.
have them present
yes.
Best Picture. Because now you're covered for your Best Actor, Best Actress with this new thing they're doing.
Right.
Former winners each taking a nominee, saying something nice about them. I thought that was really cool.
I thought that was cool, too. Yeah, I
like
that.
But so now, like, you would know. I won't know. But last year,
right.
what won Best Picture?
Coda.
Okay. Troy Kotzer would have been perfect. Troy Kotzer is deaf.
Take it. Everything Everywhere All at Once the year before
okay.
was Coda.
All right,
yeah.
So Michelle...
Michelle Kwan. Michelle
the
Yeoh.
The figure skater won an award.
Michelle Yeoh,
cool.
Kiwi Kwan, that whole group.
Yeah, Short Round
yes.
was in
yes,
that movie, right?
Exactly.
Okay,
have
the...
awesome.
Yeah, have the two of them come out and present Best Picture.
Why not?
And then you don't have Elizabeth Taylor, Warren Beatty, Faye Dunaway,
yeah.
Al Pacino. Just,
it's risky.
Oh, and of course, because we're the most polarized country in the world.
Yep.
As soon as Pacino did that, here came. And now you see, we've got two 80-year-olds running for president. This is why neither one of them should be there.
There you go. Yeah.
But, Al, I mean, it's great to see Al.
Yeah, yeah.
But you got to give somebody a...
I could not agree more.
Kimmel did great.
Kimmel was great.
He always does great.
He did really well. And I love the thing at the very end where the dog from Anatomy of a Fall took a whiz on Matt Damon's star.
Yeah. You knew he would find a way to
bag on Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, meanwhile, in other news, the Lakers are the most difficult to figure out team, I think, in a very long time. They can lay an egg and quit in Sacramento. Against Sacramento, they can pull off two victories over the weekend, 2-0.
See if you can find the promo Mason and I cut on Friday.
No. Well, what did I say?
For this show. No, you on the air, you said this, but off the air,
yeah.
I said, okay, when we have to cut these promos, one of us has an idea, and we just say to the other one, follow my lead. So I predicted greatness like I always do, you know, though I never ever predict the Lakers are going to lose because I don't want to get fired. And then Mason, I think you said, well, they're going to go 1-1.
I did.
And then the thing went off the air. He goes, you said, they're really going to go 0-2.
No, is that there?
I don't know. Do you have it?
I do.
All right, play it.
Okay, let's see if that made
it. Oh, my lead.
Yeah,
here,
okay.
Here we go. You ready?
Yep.
You good? Oh, this is like raw.
Raw.
Wait, can I play this?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Ace,
yeah, play.
When we come back on Monday,
yes.
I'm either going to be sky high talking about the Lakers knocking off Milwaukee and Minnesota, or I'm going to be massively depressed. Which one will it be?
You'll be in between, because I think they're going 1-1.
That's no fun. Sweep! Is that the end?
No, that's the end.
Okay.
And right after that.
After that, Mason goes, they're not winning either one of those games.
They're going 0-2. They're going. That's okay, Lauren. Don't worry about it. I said they're going 0-2.
Yeah.
So I mean,
they caught some breaks.
D'Angelo Russell was crazy on Friday night. AD was crazy last night.
Right.
And now they're exactly where they were the last time they played Sacramento. They can pull to within a half game of the 7. They're only 2 games out of the 6. I mean, they're again back in the thick of the thing.
But they have to keep winning. And Sacramento has had their number. Their next game is Wednesday night in Sacramento. I'm not going to be here the next 2 days because we're flying up there tomorrow at 1 o'clock. And then on a Wednesday, we have the game. And Sacramento's beat them 3 times this year.
Yes.
And this last one was the worst. The Lakers blew like a 19-point lead. But if they can win that game, then They get Golden State on Saturday at Crypto, maybe without Curry. Things are starting to break. By the way, the biggest, if Golden State finishes 9th or 10th, they're going to look back on this past weekend as the weekend where it all got away. Do you realize Golden State lost on Friday night in San Francisco to a 13-win Spurs team without Wemby and without Devin Vassell? I mean, that's the game you cannot lose.
Yeah.
And they did. So now the Lakers are a full game ahead of them. So there's a whole bunch of moving parts. 16 games left to go. If LeBron and AD can stay healthy, they have a great chance to get to the 6, 7, or 8. Then stay out of
God, that's the only 6 thing would be fantastic.
Well, here's okay. You want to hear my now I know I'm connecting dots that aren't there.
But okay.
Here's my dream. Okay. Lakers get to the 6.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Denver gets to the 1.
And Clippers get to the 3.
Okay. Stick with me here.
Okay.
Denver gets to the 1. Clippers aren't getting to the 3. They're going to be the 4 or the 5.
Okay.
So Denver's the 1.
Yep.
They play whoever comes out of the play-in tournament. Let's say they play Dallas.
Yeah.
No, whoever Denver plays, they'll beat.
Yeah.
Then the Lakers would be on the other side of the bracket, and it would be Denver Clippers in round 2.
Right.
And that way the Clippers might knock out the Nuggets. And then the Lakers, if they were the 6, draw Oklahoma City or Minnesota, two teams they've beaten over the past week. And then, Mace, then we got a shot at Lakers-Clippers, which is what we really want.
Or Denver-Lakers.
Which is what we don't want.
Which is what we don't want. Exactly. But we want Clippers.
I
we don't
want Lakers-Clippers just for the content.
Oh, well, yeah. Just it'll be fun.
Yeah. I mean, it's
would, never happened.
Right. It would never happen. And Denver would probably beat the Clippers, but let's see. Maybe the Clippers get Kawhi healthy, get Paul George healthy, and knock them out.
Yeah.
And then it's Lakers-Clippers.
God, that would be awesome.
That's the dream.
Yeah, you just don't know what you're going to get with this team. I think I tweeted, before Friday night's game, I think I tweeted, don't know which Lakers team is going to show up tonight. It's always a surprise.
And that's a completely fair tweet. And then they got two unbelievable performances.
Yes,
one
they
from
did.
D'Angelo Russell, and then last night, AD. That might be the best game I've ever seen AD play.
He was unreal.
That was just ridiculous.
All right, coming up next for you, let's do... Oh, okay. I've got... the NFL stuff is huge right now.
Every 10 minutes, something big happens.
So we'll fill you in on all the NFL free agent stuff that has gone on.
Josh Jacobs to the Packers? Where did that come from?
He got a 3-year deal.
But what are the Raiders doing? Who's going to run the ball for us?
They didn't want to pay him.
They
didn't want to pay a running back. He's a running back. You don't pay a running back.
Greg, we're not paying a running back. We're not paying a quarterback. We're probably going to trade Devontae Adams. We can't have a receiver with no one to throw him the ball.
They should trade up and get one of the quarterbacks. Trade into the top 3 and get one of those guys.
Yeah, we'll
see. Somehow.
Yeah, we'll see.
They
need to develop a quarterback. That's what they need to do.
Yes.
Because they're not going to have an easy veteran play there. And
trade Devontae Adams to the Bears. And take the number one pick.
Mark Davis says
Fields.
Absolutely not trading Devontae Adams.
Oh, Mark
Davis says absolutely not trading.
Mark Davis said he would never fire John Gruden. All right, so take that with a grain of salt.
All right, we'll get into all that stuff coming up for you. In the meantime, if you're injured in an accident, let's say it happened over the weekend, and you're trying to figure out, now it's Monday, how do I handle this? Here's your to-do list for today. Call the rental car company. Wait to receive a call from the insurance company. When you talk to them, make sure to not say the wrong thing because you'll jeopardize your case. Then call your doctor for an appointment. But then he can't see you for a week or even 2 weeks or whatever, and you can't get into a specialist. Why do all this yourself? Make it easy. If you're injured in an accident, immediately call my friend Jacob. Jacob and his team will handle everything for you. They'll make sure you got a rental car, that you talk to the insurance. He'll talk to the insurance company on your behalf. And most importantly, he'll set you up with a specialist so you can start the healing process and get your health back in order, and you don't pay a penny out of pocket. A lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob, he'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember,
accident Or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
CallJacob.com. And make sure you're following Call Jacob on Instagram. Go to @call.jacob for great prizes. Right now, Jacob's offering a chance to win two tickets to an upcoming Lakers game. So do that. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. So Saturday, went to see Dune and then went to see Cappy and Rachel.
Where were they?
Venice Boardwalk. We drank the day away. Well, we didn't drink. I won't say that. We didn't drink the day away. Although
they drank the day away.
They drank the day away. I had a little gummy action, and then I had what the waitress called a boozy drink. It was a boozy drink. A lot of whiskey or bourbon in that. And so I got a little droned on Saturday, which was good. So the Rams, this is interesting, have signed Jonah Jackson, who's an offensive lineman, and Chris Sims points out, this is further evidence of the transformation of Sean McVay. They've gone from smaller athletic offensive line to now harvesting big maulers to run it at you and to protect Matthew Stafford. So they signed Jonah Jackson from Detroit. They have tendered an offer to Alaric Jackson. They re-signed Kevin Dotson. I mean, this is going to be a different-looking offensive line for the Rams next year, and I like it because they got a running back they can count on who was great last year when healthy. They got to protect Matthew Stafford, let him do his thing. So they're adding to the offensive line to start free agency today.
All right, Bergman, here's some good news about our Raiders. I like this move.
I love it.
Christian Wilkins, who's a really good defensive tackle for the Dolphins.
Put him next to Max Crosby.
Right.
Love it.
And they're going to be very hard to block. My problem is, I don't know how we're going to score. We don't have a quarterback. We don't have a running back. We have a great wide receiver, but no one to throw him the ball. But maybe we'll win. Didn't they have a game they lost 3-0 last year?
I think so. I
think Minnesota Raiders was 3-0.
It was something like that. But either way, they're going to go out and they're going to get a quarterback.
Get a quarterback.
They went out and got Jimmy G.
They're picking over scraps right now.
Right.
Scraps.
It's like when you go to Roger Dunn and you go to that garbage can full of bargain basement.
Yeah, deals. That's where I found my wedge.
Right. I mean, so hopefully they'll figure. But I like Christian Wilkins. That's a good signing.
Yeah, very good. Among other players that are moving, there's Kirk Cousins wound up in Atlanta.
I like that for Atlanta, and that's Raheem Morris, the old Rams defensive coordinator, is going to be the head coach down there. And I think they'll be good.
I like Kirk Cousins. I think he's very. He gets a bad rap. I think Sam Darnold.
Watch the first season of the quarterback special on Netflix?
I did not.
All right. If you do, if you ever go back and watch it, it's about three quarterbacks:
okay.
Patrick Mahomes, Marcus Mariota, and Kirk Cousins. And you'll really like Kirk Cousins after you watch.
Yeah, everybody says that. I don't have headspace for all these shows. By the way, you said Carson Wentz could be a potential starting quarterback somewhere. He's on the list of potential guys. How would you feel about him starting while you develop a quarterback you get from the draft?
Better than I do of not having anybody.
Right.
I mean, I've never hated Carson Wentz. I actually think he's pretty good.
Yeah, no, he's
so
been decent.
So if the Raiders signed Carson Wentz, I would say, okay, I'd rather, well, let me put it this way. Greg, wouldn't you rather have Carson Wentz than Jimmy G?
Oh, I hate Jimmy G, so yes.
Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't be ideal, but it would be functional.
Functional.
Yeah.
Now,
that's a backup.
The Raiders are picking 13. That means that the two quarterbacks that will be on the board will be Bo Nix and Michael Penix Jr. Oh, and maybe J.J. McCarthy. Although I think J.J. McCarthy is going to wind up
the
going
last
higher.
Mock I read had all those guys gone by then.
Even
McCarthy.
It looks like a quarterback heavy draft.
Yeah, they had all those guys going in the top 11. Mock drafts are just mock drafts are like what Pepe did with the Oscars.
Absolutely. Mock drafts are just, exactly. Among other signings, Saquon Barkley goes from the Giants to the Eagles, which is really, the Eagles could be very, very good. Already are good, but that I think makes them better. What other moves? Oh yeah, Russell Wilson to Pittsburgh. I think that'll be a disaster. That's Steelers. I think this is going to be Mike Tomlin's first under .500 record.
No, I was just going to say The reason it won't be a disaster is because the Steelers are never a disaster.
But here's the thing. I think this will be the year. I think Russell Wilson is taking that chip down.
No matter. One year he...
Such a poser.
One year he had
so inauthentic.
Three quarterbacks that none of them were good. The year after Big Ben retired, he got hurt. He had three quarterbacks. None of them were any good.
Probably still won 9-8 or whatever. Right? Yeah.
So
yeah.
It won't be a disaster. They may not win the Super Bowl. I don't think they will. But I don't think the Steelers are going to have a losing record this year.
I think they will. I think Russell Wilson will take down that ship. Let's ride.
But wait a minute.
Let's ride.
General. Okay.
Hit the wrong button.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, that wasn't it.
I find it interesting, all this hate for Russell Wilson. I think you used the right word. Inauthentic.
People
don't like him because he comes off as a phony. But if we're just examining Russell Wilson as a football player, he's not terrible. I mean, you seem to think he is. He's not. 26 touchdowns and 8 interceptions.
It's not that part of it. It's that his teammates all seem to resent him at some point. His coach didn't like him, and his teammates resented him. That's what happened in Seattle, too. It was a divided locker room. That's what you get with Russell Wilson.
Yeah, but I think... if you just base it on his talent, on his ability to play quarterback, he's not.
But can you judge him just on that, or does makeup have to do?
Well, I think in that building, if he tries to big time people and acts like a jerk, Tomlin will just cut him. You know, he's got Kenny Pickett still, but I think sometimes you gotta hit rock bottom before you go back up. We're gonna find out what Russ is made of now, because I think you would agree with me.
Yeah.
If he doesn't beat out Kenny Pickett. Or if he starts slow, his career is probably over.
Oh, probably is.
So he has something to prove.
But here's one thing that's really a funny little nugget about that. So the Broncos are paying him $38 million, something this year. The Steelers are at Denver. So they will be paying the guy who's playing against them in that Pittsburgh-Denver game.
Of course they are.
It's just perfect. Perfect narrative. All right, coming up next, going to spin the wheel of questions. It is Laura's wheel, as always. We will do that next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Okay, reminder, folks, this is the final week. Greg, correct? The final week of BB Go Fifth Row Friday?
Final week.
All right. I met the Fifth Row Friday winners again last night. Could not have been nicer. Guy and his wife, they were super excited to be there. This was the guy, Mace, that had lost the week before.
Oh, yeah. He was he missed it by one.
Right. And then came back and won it the
good
next
for
week.
Him, yeah.
I loved it. BB Go is the official game day snack of the Lakers. Mouth-watering Korean snacks and meals in minutes, and they're the sponsor of our Fifth Row Friday promotion, which is the favorite promotion that Mace and I get to give away. We just basically put two listeners in the fifth row, and those are like $1,000 seats, and it's fantastic. Your chance coming up this Friday, but you got to listen every day. You're going to answer a question correctly, Greg. Answer a question correctly.
Yes.
Thank you for saying correctly.
For each of the 5 days, and you could be in the fifth row. BB Go is not only a great partner of ours and the sponsor of Fifth Row Friday, but the food's great. Bergman and I eat BB whenever they bring the BB Go truck to wherever we are. We get like 7 helpings each. You just throw that stuff in your freezer. Delicious meals in minutes. They're Korea's number one food brand. Minimum effort, maximum flavor. Available at all major grocery stores in the freezer aisle. BB Go Mandu are the largest, juiciest dumplings in the market. Every day is the day to live delicious with BB Go, the official game day snack of the Lakers. All right, Laura, what do we got? Oh, is that mic broken again? Yeah, that thing's... she's hitting it like the font.
Smack it.
Hey, it worked.
Okay,
there you go.
Worked.
There you go.
There
got
you
it.
Go. All right. So apparently a newly released government document... government documents, it's been a rough morning for me.
That's all right.
Have revealed an investigation into paranormal activity. I have interesting stories with that stuff, but I was curious, do you guys have any crazy paranormal activity stories that you guys want to share?
Paranormal activity.
I believe in it.
Me too.
I always think that, I think it's very arrogant of us to think that we're the only planet that has living human beings.
I completely agree with that. Something is out there somewhere.
Yep, I agree. So I never dismiss, like others do, if they say they saw a ghost or something paranormal happens. I think it's possible.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about it this way, I read a book about this.
I listened to
Art Bell. I can't remember where it's from. But there are billions of stars in this universe.
George Norrie.
And then there are billions of No, there are billions of stars in this galaxy. Mm-hmm. Then there are billions of galaxies. Mm-hmm. Somewhere there's got to be someone or something. I don't know what they look like, but there's something got to be out there. Now, the only paranormal, because I'm including, you know, like ghosts and stuff like that. The one thing that is odd is that my lights in the middle of the night flicked on one night.
There you go.
And I got a phone call the next morning that my grandfather had passed away. And so the idea is that maybe he turned my lights on.
Of course he did.
On his way out the door.
Yep.
Yeah. Anybody going with that?
I'm in.
I'm in on that story.
I think that's real.
Why not?
I think that's real.
All that stuff is real.
Yeah.
I think you're the one who said, I haven't seen a ghost, so it's not real. That's your whole thing.
It is. I've never seen one. Well, now, the lights flicked on, but could be just the lights
just
flicking on.
Because you haven't seen one doesn't mean that they're not. It's not.
Yeah,
real.
I've yet to see good photographs of a ghost.
There's a whole bunch of stories that go around. I have friends that, you know, in Hawaii, there's a thing called Pakani Nights, and that means that there's no stars in the sky
right.
at all. And that's when all, like, the dead come out.
And have you seen the dead?
I have not seen it, but I have. My friends lived in Hawaii, and they told me all about different things
that
have
happened there. Sounds like
folklore to me. Really?
Yeah. Doesn't it?
I mean, everything is folklore if you haven't seen it yourself, right? Like,
correct. Yeah, but I'm saying why haven't I seen?
Why can't you believe it though?
Why haven't I seen pictures of ghosts? Because in other words, if they exist and everybody's got a camera on their phone, how do we not have a picture?
Because it's not always like. Are you thinking of like a ghost in a white sheet and that are just like holes?
Like Casper?
No, just a vision of some kind. It could be a person. It could be a thing, a ghost. It could be a spirit. It could be anything. I have no photos of it.
There's pictures where there's like a somebody standing in the background. Like
Show me one.
Okay, so when I was. Is this working?
I don't have it.
Yeah, you're on.
Okay, you're good.
So when I went to New Orleans a few years ago, and I did like, I'm into all that spooky stuff.
Yes.
And the girl goes, oh.
Did you do it? Go to a seance?
No.
Okay.
I will not do that. No.
Oh, really? Won't do it?
Hell no. That or touch a Ouija board or any of that. No, thank you. I'm not messing with that. But we went to this place and I just had a very eerie feeling and I took a picture. And I was like, what the hell? I'm like, there's no light there. There's nothing.
Right.
And then the girl goes, because she told a bunch of us to take pictures. Myself and another girl caught little like weird glimp looking things. And she goes, right there, there was a bunch of people, like a bunch of kids that got murdered. Like,
oh my God.
Years ago. And she's like, they say that you can hear, you can sometimes see things when you photograph and when you're around that area. It was just like a very bad vibe. So it's not really like seeing the little sheets.
Floating around. You're just saying it's a bad vibe.
It's a bad vibe, and you can sometimes in pictures see little things when there's nothing like.
By the way, she mentioned Ouija board.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
No. I was forbidden to play with a Ouija board. I mean,
so was I. Let's get one.
My mom was like, you will not touch a Ouija board.
Let's do a Ouija board show.
I swear I will not come that day.
Oh, I'm bringing it.
Are you really bringing it?
I will buy a Ouija board.
Like, are you really bringing it?
Yeah.
They're not expensive.
I'm getting a Ouija board. I'm getting a Magic 8-Ball. I'm getting all of it.
Yeah. By the way, Magic 8-Ball, nobody cares. A Ouija board is like
different.
Spooky.
It's just a feeling. But there's also pictures like a grandfather dies, and then everybody takes a picture together at the funeral, and the grandfather's standing in the background.
Can I see that photograph?
It's out there. Google it.
Yeah. Yeah. I just need to see a picture.
Oh, that's Photoshop. So it doesn't matter.
I can't make a decision unless it's based on evidence. I need evidence.
I'll show you a picture, and you'll say, oh, that's Photoshoped.
Okay.
Then what evidence?
Let's try it. I'll tell you if it's real or not.
I will tell you if it's real or not.
Exactly. All right, so bet a little mythical money over the weekend.
Yeah, you did.
I won $10,000 mythical dollars on the Lakers -2.5 on Friday night versus Milwaukee.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
You had Lakers 2.5 because they only won by one.
Oh, you lost.
Wait a minute. No. Were the Lakers the favorite or the underdog?
-2.5.
Yeah, you lost. They won 123-122.
Oh, my God. This segment has turned out terrible. Well, you told me I won.
You split.
And then I won $10,000 mythical dollars for beating Pepe in Oscar picks, so I broke even.
You won nothing.
I was literally nothing. Flat-footed zero for the weekend.
You lose. Good day, sir. And then Mythical Money is brought to you by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is the largest and number one daily fantasy sports platform in North America. New members go to prizepicks.com/710 and use code 710 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Okay, so if you're a sports fan, there's the dream and there's the reality.
Yes.
Like, as a Laker fan, my dream, as I said earlier, is to have somebody else knock out the Nuggets, preferably the Clippers, and then the Lakers could play the Clippers in the playoffs. So Bergman walked in here a few minutes ago and provided me with the dream. All right, Greg, tell the audience what you told me a few minutes ago, and then I will tell you what the reality is. You tell everybody what my dream was.
Your dream was, according to Vic Tafer, as the market shrivels up for Justin Fields, Raiders kicking the tires on a possible reunion with offensive coordinator Luke Getsy.
Mm-hmm. See, if we were to get I would be genuinely excited. I think Justin Fields,
rightfully so,
is a starting quarterback in the NFL. He's young. He's not even 25 yet.
Does stuff that other guys don't do.
Big arm.
Creates plays with his feet. That's the dream.
Yes.
Right after Greg, within 2 minutes of Greg walking in and telling me that, here's the reality.
Ian Rappaport says, the Raiders have agreed to terms with quarterback Gardner Minshew on a 2-year deal. He'll compete with quarterback Aiden O'Connell.
Mm-hmm.
Two stiff white guys who can't create plays with their feet.
Now, I don't mind Gardner Minshew so much. I think he actually has some abilities.
Well, you better not mind him. They're giving him $25 million, $15 million guaranteed. Yeah, that's you don't give somebody that kind of money and not play him.
So, where do you think he ranked in quarterback rating last year? 1 to 30.
Probably pretty good. He had some good games. I would say right in the middle, 15.
Yeah, 13.
Yeah.
He's not the worst quarterback in the league.
No. He will be serviceable as a starter if you don't go and get somebody in the draft, or if you still can't make this happen with
I still think this is the kind of signing that means they're going to get somebody in the draft.
Yeah, draft. It seems like draft is still going to happen.
And where is Justin Fields going? Minnesota?
I don't know where he's going to go.
I got a weird feeling about Michael Penix. I think that Michael Penix could follow the Raiders. And I wouldn't hate it.
No.
He's got an arm.
It's I just want you to be able to get the injury stuff is questionable.
Get the ball to Devontae Adams somehow.
Somebody who can, and maybe Minshew can do that, but it would have been really fun to have Justin Fields.
Yeah.
And now where is Justin Fields going to go? That's a good question.
Yeah. I'm trying to think.
But I mean, now all these places,
the quarterback spots are filling up now.
Yeah, but every time somebody leaves, like Denver needs a quarterback, Minnesota needs a quarterback.
Denver, Minnesota.
Is Tennessee Greg going with Will Levis? Is that their plan?
Where they're going. That's what it seems like. And by the way, Dove Kleiman is putting out here that the Raiders are inquiring about a potential trade for Justin Fields. So it's still out there.
Well, why would they?
Yeah, but they just gave $25 million to Gardner Minshew.
I have multiple quarterbacks. Gardner Minshew could be a good backup. Yeah. Aiden O'Connell's not ready.
That's a lot of money to spend on a backup, $25 right. million.
It's only 15 guaranteed.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I don't know if this is actually going to happen, but they're still putting it out there.
Still putting it out there. All right, question for 2 o'clock all of the day. Saw the Lakers win on Friday. D'Angelo Russell went off. Saw the Lakers win last night. Anthony Davis had a game for the ages. And yet, it's this team that can still go out and lay an egg like they did last Wednesday. But as this team is playing right now, how would you define a successful season?
Well, that's a good question. So, in other words, getting out of the play-in and going into the top six?
Yep.
Getting to the second round, is that enough? Going back to the Western Conference Finals, do they have to go to the finals? In some, you know, the old school Laker fans, some of them say
championship or bust.
Yeah, they don't win the title, that's it. Yeah, it's a good question.
877-710-ESPN. Think about that one. What would make this Lakers season a success? How far do they need to get? 877-710-ESPN. All right, so life's journey has its highs and its lows, and the LA County Department of Mental Health is here to support you through it all. Their caring team offers more than just a listening ear. They provide free emotional support and service referrals and crisis counseling. If you're in crisis, use this number. You can call their 24/7 helpline, 800-854-7771. Maybe they can refer you to a psychiatrist or a psychologist or a counselor that can help you. You can visit their website at dmh.lacounty.gov. Again, the helpline, 800-854-7771. Your mental health is their priority. Let them be your support on this journey. Together, let's shape a brighter tomorrow with hope and recovery and well-being. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.